भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। Today we're reading from the Srimad Bhagavatam, titled Prahlad Pacifies the Lord with Prayers, Canto 7, Chapter 9, Text 18. Soaham priyascha sukhida para devataya. Lila katasta vani singha virincha gita. Anjastitarme anubinam gunavitra muko. Durga nitet padayuga layaham sasanga. Swaham priyasya suhrida para devataya. Lila katastava nisingha virincha gita. Anjastitarmya nugrinanguna vipramukto. Durga nite padayuga layaham sasanga. Soham priyasya suhrida para devataya. Lila katastava nisingha virincha gita. Anjastitarmya nugrinangunas vipramukto. Anite padayuga laivahansa sangha. Swaham priyasya sukhida para devataya. Lila katastava nisingha virincha gita. Anjastitarme nugrinanguna vipramukto. Durga nitet padayuga layaham sasanga. Soaham priyasa suhrida para devataya. Lila katastava nisingha virincha gita. Anjastitarmya nugrinanguna vipramukto. Durga nite padayuga layaham sasanga. Soham priyasya suhrida para devataya. Lilas katattava nisingha virincha gita. Anjastitarmya nugrinanguna vipramukto. Durga nite padayuga layaham sasanga. Matayis. Soham priyasya suhrida para devataya. Lila katastava nisingha virincha gita. Anjastitarmya nugrinanguna vipramukto. Durganite padayugalaya hamsa sangam Soham priyasya suhida paradevataya Lila kadastavani singha virincha gita Durga nite padayuga laya hamsa sangha. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace Srila Prabhupada ki. Sa, that, aham, I, Prahlad Maharaj, priyasya, for the dear most, Suhrida, well-wisher, Paradevataya, for the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Lila Katha, narrations of the past times, Tava, your Nrisimha, O my Lord Nrisimhadev, Virincha Gita, given by Lord Brahma, by the disciplic succession, Anja, easily, Titarmi, I shall cross, Anugrinam, constantly, describing, Guna, by the most of material nature, Vipramukta, specifically, being uncontaminated. Durgani, all miserable conditions of life. Te, of you. Padayuga Alaya, fully absorbed in meditation on the lotus feet. Hansa Sangha, having the association of the Hansas, or liberated persons who have no connection with material activities. Translation, O my Lord Nrisimhadev, by engaging in your transcendental loving service in the association of devotees who are liberated souls, Hansas, I shall become completely uncontaminated by the association of the three modes of material nature and be able to chant the glories of your Lordship, who are so dear to me. I shall chant your glories following exactly in the footsteps of Lord Brahma and his disciplic succession. In this way, I shall undoubtedly be able to cross the ocean of nations. Please repeat, O my Lord Nrisimhadev, by engaging in your transcendental loving service in the association of devotees who are liberated souls, Hamsas, I shall become completely uncontaminated by the association of the three modes of material nature, and be able to chant the glories of your Lordship, who are so dear to me. I shall chant your glories, following exactly in the footsteps of Lord Brahma and his disciplic succession. In this way, I shall undoubtedly be able to cross the ocean of nations. Purport. A devotee's life and duty are very well explained herein. As soon as a devotee can chant the holy name and glories of the Supreme Lord, he certainly comes to the liberated position. Attachment for glorifying the Lord by hearing and chanting the holy name and activities of the Lord, Sravanam, Kirtanam, Vishnu, certainly brings one to the position where material contamination is absent. One should chant the bona fide songs received from the disciplic succession. In Bhagavad Gita, it is said that the chanting is powerful when one follows the disciplic succession. Evam parampara praptam imam rayar sayo vidu. Manufacturing many ways of chanting will never be effective. However, chanting the songs on the narrations left by the previous acharyas, Mahayana, Yena, Gatasa, Pantha, is extremely effective. And this process is very easy. Therefore, in this verse, Prahlad Maharaj uses the word anja easily, accepting the thoughts of exalted authorities through disciplic succession is certainly much easier than the method of mental speculation by which one tries to invent some means to understand the absolute truth. The best process is to accept the instructions of the previous acharyas and follow them. Then God-realization and self-realization becomes extremely easy. By following this easy method, one is liberated from the contamination of the material modes of nature. And thus, one can certainly cross the ocean of nations in which there are many miserable conditions. By following in the footsteps of the great acharyas, one associates with the hansas or paramahansas, those who are completely free from material contamination. Indeed, by following the instructions of the acharyas, one is always free from all material contaminations, and thus one's life becomes successful, for one reaches the goal of life. This material world is miserable, regardless of one's standard of life. Of this, there's no doubt. Attempts to mitigate the miseries of material existence by material methods will never be successful. One must take to Krishna consciousness to become really happy. Otherwise, happiness is impossible. One might say that becoming advanced in spiritual life also involves tapasya, voluntary acceptance of some inconvenience. However, such inconvenience is not as dangerous as material attempts to mitigate all miseries. Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prestaya Bhutale Srimate Srila Gaur Govinda Swami Iti Namine. Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prestaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Swami Iti Namine. Namaste Sarasvati Devi Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Sunyavari Paschatyade Satarine Mukam Karoti Vachalam Pangun Langayate Giri Yatkritam Tamaham Bande Sri Gurum Dinatarinam. Krishne Swadamo Pagate Dharma Gyana Divisaha Kala Nastro Disanisa Puro Narko Munoditam. This Bhagavad Purana is as brilliant as the sun, and it has arisen just as after the departure of Lord Krishna to his own abode, accompanied on knowledge. And whoever takes shelter of this Bhagavad Purana, because people are in darkness, will get the light. Hare Krishna. So please forgive my accent. I have very strong accent and my deficiency. I will request the mercy of the senior Vaishnavas I'm not very qualified to speak, but somehow or other, by Krishna's mercy and Srila Prabhupada's mercy and the devotee's mercy, I'm here trying to do some service. So we've been hearing about Prahlad Maharaj, and there are so many beautiful instructions, so many beautiful prayers, so many beautiful statements that he made. Prahlad Maharaj is a pure devotee, Mahajana, and whatever he speaks is totally correct. And whatever we can get, even if we can just grasp one verse of his prayers, we can perfect our lives. So he actually, when he was speaking to his friends, children friends in school, he said to them, if you can just have faith in my words, by that faith, you can achieve transcendental knowledge just like me. So that's actually us too. He's speaking for us. Because he was speaking to his demoniac friends. And he said, you can also get what I got. So this is wonderful. This is very interesting. And he also... Narada Muni also recalls, he tells the story of how he got the association of his spiritual master. He was in the womb of his mother when Narada Muni spoke to his mother. So we're hearing here that just by the association of the Hamsas, and it was just a short period of time that Narada Muni imparted this knowledge, and he immediately took it up. And in the same way, we have Narada Muni also, in his previous life before being Narada Muni, he had the opportunity to meet the Hansas, the Paramahansas, in that period of Chaturmasya when the sages get together and read and discuss the pastimes of Krishna. Narada Muni's mother was serving these Bhaktivedantas. She got the opportunity to bring his child. And Narada Muni was there. He would also help and serve and assist the Hansas, the great devotees. And by taking the remnants of these great devotees, he became what he is, Narada Muni. So this opportunity is given for all of us in some degree, to the degree that we are willing to do it. So here there is also... Srila Prabhupada said, a devotee's life and duty are very well explained herein. As soon as a devotee can chant the holy name and glories of the Supreme Lord, he certainly comes to the liberated position. And also it is explained that, it is also described in the translation about the Sampradayas, Lord Brahma. As we know, there are four Sampradayas. Lord Brahma is heading one of them. Lord Shiva is heading another Sampradaya. Lakshmi is heading another Sampradaya. And the Kumaras Sampradayas. So we belong to the Brahma, Madhva, Gaudiya Sampradaya. And we are very fortunate that we are following exact as much as we can ourselves the descriptions given by the Sampradaya, all put together by Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and later on by many other Vaishnavas, the six Goswamis, Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur, Srila Bhaktisiddhanta, and Srila Prabhupada. So we are in the safest position because we have the right conclusion. We have the Siddhanta. So whenever we engage in devotional service, we're doing the correct thing. All we have to do is just do it. That's all. There's nothing. We're not speculating. We're not concocting. And just as Suraji Prabhu mentions many times, when he goes to these engagements, he finds so many discrepancies in some presentations. And for a Vaishnava, this is a botheration. It's like, how come they don't chant the holy name? How come they don't get into the real thing? why do they water it down so much? Why do they go up with impersonal views so much when Krishna is so beautiful, is so loving? The Vaishnava feels like that. So out of kindness, the devotees go there and try to engage them somehow or other to get in the right sampradaya, get in the right place. And so, yeah, it's unfortunately many people, we were in that situation, so we have to be compassionate too. We were like that, many of us. We went through that, so we feel for them. We don't criticize or put them down. We just feel, when will they come? They are my brothers too. They have to come out someday, maybe. But anyway, we put our best. I was trying to, in distributing literature, transcendental literature by His Divine Grace, Srila Prabhupada, and, I just had this curiosity. I'm going to ask some of these people. That was like 2 weeks ago, a week ago. Have you ever heard about devotional service? And they go like, what? They look at me like, what is that? I say, service, service. We hear about service, but devotional, no. And then some other ones, have you ever heard about devotional service? And one lady who was about 60 or 65, she said, I don't know about devotion, but I served my country and I did my best, but look at me now. I'm just, like no one in the streets. I did pay my taxes and did as best I could, but look how they pay me back. And I just felt very touched, but it's quite an unfortunate situation. And some other boys, I also asked them, and they say, devotion. And then I tried to help them. I said, service to your mother, service to your father, devotion. He says, well, maybe, yes. But so what I'm trying to say is that by the mercy of Srila Prabhupada and the Mahayanas, like Prahlad Maharaj, we get to hear that devotional service is like the highest thing. There's nothing higher than devotional service. So when we pray to Krishna, we're actually praying for devotion. It's good to do service, but sometimes it can be mechanical. So we pray to Krishna, we say, please give me some devotion. Because by devotion, you can conquer Krishna. One time in the Mahabharata, it's described that Duryodhana was trying to play tricks. Shakuni and Duryodhana, they were always trying to get Krishna, or somehow other great sages, or get someone in their favor. So one day, Krishna is coming, and he's trying to make arrangements to invite him for prasad, for food, bhoga. And Krishna said, no, I only eat in the houses of my friends. And he chose to go with Vidura, who he loves so much. And Vidura loved him too. So that's what is devotion. What did he do? It is mentioned that out of love, he was peeling the bananas and giving the peels and throwing the bananas. But it was love. And Krishna was appreciating that so much. So that what we have to ask is for devotion. So since it's mentioned there about authorized songs, I was just thinking that we have the best process. We have everything from the morning, from the beginning of the morning to the end, the Mangala Charana, the Tulsi Puja, the Shingade prayers, the Guru Puja, and many other songs. And all these songs are filled with a lot of bhav, a lot of devotion. We don't have to speculate. It's already there. If we can just follow and meditate on that, we can achieve success. What is our goal of success? Is Krishna Prema. If you don't mind, with the permission of the devotees, I will just read a little bit some of this, and maybe the translation of one of the favorite songs that we always do every morning. This is the Sri Sri Guru Astaka Vaisila Vishwanatha Chakravarti Thakur, a Rasika Vaishnava. Srila Viswanatha Chakravarti Thakur, who appeared in the middle of the 17th century, is a great spiritual master in the Krishna conscious chain of gurus and disciples. He says, "One who with great care and attention loudly recites these beautiful prayers to the spiritual master during the Brahma Muhurta obtains direct service to Krishna, the Lord of Vrindavan, at the time of his death." Sansara dava nalalida lokam tranaya karunya gana ganadvam praptasya kalyana gunarna vasya vande guru sri charana ravindam. Translation: the spiritual master is receiving benediction from the ocean of mercy, just as a cloud pours water on a forest fire to extinguish it. So the spiritual master delivers the materially afflicted world by extinguishing the blazing fire of material existence. I offer my respectful obeisances unto the lotus feet of such a spiritual master, who is an ocean of auspicious qualities. Mahaprabhu kirtana nitya gita vaditramadhyan manasurasena romancha kampa srutaranga vayo vande guru sri charana ravindam. Chanting the holy names, dancing in ecstasy, singing, and playing musical instruments, the spiritual master is always gladdened by the Sankirtan movement of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, because he is relishing the mellows of pure devotion within his mind. Sometimes his hair stands on end, he feels quivering in his body, and tears flow from his eyes like waves. I offer my respectful obeisances unto the lotus feet of such a spiritual master. We hear sometimes about how Srila Prabhupada, he didn't emphasize that so much. He could have done that if he wanted to, but he didn't want any cheap followers. So, because in other sampradayas sometimes they do that. But once in a while, Srila Prabhupada will chalk those ecstasies were manifested there, like the one in Atlanta, when he was going to start singing. Parama karuna paho duijana nitai gora chandra. He choked. Srila Prabhupada couldn't go further. So much love. So, Sri Vigrahara dana nitya nana Sringaratan mandira marjanado yuktasya bhaktam chani yungya topi vande guru sri charana ravindam. The spiritual master is always engaged in the temple worship of Sri Radha and Krishna. He also engages his disciples in such worship. They dress the deities in beautiful clothes and ornaments, clean their temple, and perform other similar worship of the Lord. I offer my respectful obeisances unto the lotus feet of such a spiritual master. That's it, true. All these prayers, remember that when we're reading this, fits perfectly, 100% to Srila Prabhupada. He is the embodiment of all these prayers. Chaturvida Sri Bhagavad Prasadu Swadana Triktan Hari Bhakta Sangam Kritaiva Triptim Vayata Sadaiva Vande Guru Sri Charana Ravindam. The spiritual master is always offering Krishna four kinds of delicious food, analyzed at that which is licked, chewed, drunk, and sucked. When the spiritual master sees that the devotees are satisfied by eating Bhagavad Prasad, he is satisfied. I offer my respectful obeisances unto the lotus feet of such a spiritual master. There are stories that Srila Prabhupada, at the beginning, of when he started his Krishna consciousness, he was cooking personally. Not only that, he was washing the pots. He didn't have any help. And one time, one devotee mentions that he said, "Oh, I'm going to be late. Can you please save me a plate?" So Prabhupada saved him a plate. Everybody left. He came. Oh, Prabhupada, he came. He saw Prabhupada. "Oh, you saved me my plate of prasadam." And he ate it. And then he was realizing what a personality Prabhupada was. And then after that, he felt, "I should do something. I'm going to wash the dishes." And then Prabhupada said, "Oh, thank you. I was just waiting for someone. I was praying for someone that will come and wash the pots." You see, he was such a gentleman, such a perfect devotee, and yet he was serving other ones. That's the motto, that he's the servant of his devotees. Only the pure devotee can do that. Anyway, and what to speak when the children got the prasad and cookies, he loved to see the children jumping up and getting cookies. And when somebody would not give prasadam, when he was giving class, he says, go on, before he leaves the door, give him some prasadam. So many beautiful things. Si radhika madhava yora para madhurya lila guna rupa namna pratiksha nasva dhanala lupasya bande gurose charanaravindam. The spiritual master is always eager to hear and chant about the unlimited conjugal pastimes of Radhika and Madhava and their qualities, names, and forms. The spiritual master aspires to release these at every moment. I offer my respectful obeisances unto the lotus feet of such a spiritual master. I just heard that one time, one devotee in the early times, he was Janmashtami, and he, Prabhupada was reading the Krishna book for maybe 2 or 3 hours, and the devotees were falling asleep, and Prabhupada was just relishing reading and reading and reading and reading. We can say more about these things, but I'm not the right person to speak about these verses. It's too deep. So, Nikunja Juno Radhikeli Siddhi Jayalivir Yuktira Pekshaniya Tatatridaksya Rativalavasya Vandeguro Sri Charanaravinda. The spiritual master is very dear because he's expert in assisting the gopis who at different times made different tasteful arrangements for the perfection of Radha and Krishna's conjugal loving affairs within the groves of Vrindavan. I offer my most humble obeisances unto the lotus feet of such a spiritual master. I'm going to skip this one. Saksadari duena samasta shastre ruptastata vaivyata eva sadhi kintu pravorya priya eva tasya bande guru sri charanaravindam. The spiritual master is to be honored as much as the Supreme Lord because he is the most confidential servitor of the Lord. This is acknowledged in all revealed scriptures and followed by all authorities. Therefore, I offer my respectful obeisances unto the lotus feet of such a spiritual master who is a bona fide representative of Sri Krishna. Totally true. And again, I said, Srila Prabhupada is the embodiment of all these prayers. This Vaishnava, Srila Visvanatha Chakravarti Thakur, he did it for his guru. But when we sing every morning, these prayers are so important. And that's why I appreciate very much when Subhas Prabhu was very kind to us, reminding us, when we come to Mangalarti, we have to be in the right mood. We have to be seeing that the lords are not different. They're not statues. The lords are persons. They're right there. And they can hear our prayers. So that was very nice of Subhas Prabhu noticing that we were not up to the standard. And very much appreciated. Senior devotees, they always are concerned for the well-being of the younger devotees. And we are in good track. Now, this is a very nice prayer, the last one. And Srila Prabhupada actually made comments of this last prayer in many of his books. Yasya prasadam bhagava prasado, yasya prasadam nagati kutopi, dayanstu vantas yayasastri sandhyan, bande guru sri charanaravindam. By the mercy of the spiritual master, one receives the benediction of Krishna. Without the grace of the spiritual master, one cannot make any advancement. Therefore, I should always remember and praise the spiritual master at least 3 times a day. I should offer my respectful obeisances unto the lotus feet of my spiritual master. We are so fortunate that the members of the East New Dwarka community that we have all these beautiful songs here by beautiful translations, beautiful praise by the Mahayanas, by the Hamsas, that we can take advantage and we can get love of God. For those devotees who live far away and who live in their homes, please, if you cannot come, do the same thing in your home at any time, and any time required that it fits your schedule. Just sing the songs, look after the prayers, and develop love for Srila Prabhupada. We cannot approach Krishna directly. It's impossible. The scripture says that Yasya Deve Parabhaktir Yasya Deve Tataguru Tasyaiti Katitahyarta Prakashante Mahatmana, that for that person who has unflinching faith in both the spiritual master and Krishna, all the revealed scriptures are revealed. So Prahlad Maharaj, Mahayana, he also makes many beautiful prayers, and in one of them he says that one should pray to the lost of the Lord Spirit, to the spiritual master. What is that? Mahayana? Mahayana San Rayapad. Yeah. Tradition from Abhishek. So the whole process is this: taking shelter of the devotees, worshiping the Lord's feet, chanting the holy name. And I think it's over time. Please forgive me. I'm not the best person to speak on this, but I did my service. I hope you can get something of this and take it home and relish. And I hope your love for Srila Prabhupada increase more and more, and that will be our success. Hare Krishna. Mm-hmm.